You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
For the last of these three interviews, I spoke with the Star Community Group, a group which covers an area in West Auckland, mostly along the coastline, set up to respond to the large storm events at the start of last year for residents to support one another. I spoke to Dorothy Wilson from the group about the impact on the ground and what people want to see from the government in a new emergency management system. I started out by asking about the immediate fallout of the weather events last year.
Well, at the time, it was a major shock, obviously, and my understanding, and there's about 2,000 or 3,000 properties across Tamaki Makaurau that were affected. But as the months went on, it was quite difficult because there was a lot of waiting. So I think my feeling was that there needed to be probably more preparation for such a major event, and it hadn't happened before. So I guess people scrambled to try and help both at government and at local government level. But it meant that there were a lot of stressed and anxious people that didn't have any contact with anybody. And I think that's where community groups like ours kind of tried to support people who were in that state and try to help them navigate through the maze of contacting insurances, the EQC as it was then, the Natural Hazards Commission, trying to liaise with the council to try and work out what stickered properties meant. All of that kind of thing was very confusing at the time and went on for a long time. And we are still recovering. Certainly out west, there's a lot of people still waiting to work out how they can get some help with landslips in particular in our area. And that's why the Star Group approached the council a couple of weeks ago just to identify one of the many gaps that there's been, and that was to do with landslips on roads that was within the road corridor, so in road reserves that directly affected them. And they didn't fall into any of the funding baskets. And so that's why it's taken us quite a long time to try to work out how to support them. And I think we finally got traction and people understand that. But it takes a lot of, for people that are already in stress, it takes quite a lot of energy and effort just to do that. And I think there are more people like that with road reserve land, not road reserve land, parks and reserves land that are similarly affected. So we're still catching up with people that haven't been dealt with, even though some have. And I want to acknowledge the categorisation scheme that the government and the council put into place reasonably soon after it all happened, because I know there's probably been about 800 properties that have been bought out, and so they at least have a solution. And there are another nearly 90 that are at risk to life, but there is some solution available. But there's another 800 that, it acknowledges that there is a problem, but there just simply isn't enough money to help. So they have to rely on their insurance and EQC compensation to try to deal with that. So I guess our group is very aware that there's a lot of people still needing support out in the community, despite the really good efforts of a lot of council officers and support services that have tried to swing into place to do that.
And if we saw maybe another extreme weather event on the same scale or even on a slightly lower scale than what we were seeing with the anniversary floods and Cyclone Gabrielle, what kind of effect could that sort of have in the region? Do you think it would compound these existing issues, maybe further increase uncertainty? What would happen there?
Yes, I think, well, it certainly would. And I acknowledge that this is a major issue, and I am, we're really hoping that the government and local government are thinking how on earth we deal with these storms that are obviously caused by climate change. How do we deal with those? Because they're going to happen again. So those who are already struggling will be a second layer. But on the positive side, I know that there are a lot of community processes being put in place to try to improve the response. So getting people ready for such an event and what might happen then. And I'd like to acknowledge also that, organisations or parts of council like Auckland Emergency Management. It's really difficult to get people to discuss these things when they're not happening. And so it's been, I guess it's been quite a challenge for them to engage with people before that happened. But now it has happened. There's quite a few community processes that are in place coming out of the council, coming out of universities and so on, which are trying to prepare people better. And on the other end of that, asking us, and STAR is involved in this as well, asking us, what would it take to recover? And that's, for those of us who are already still in the middle of recovery, that's quite a challenging question. But we are hoping that we can give some positive suggestions about how that might happen a bit faster, because often it's the waiting time. It's waiting, you know, waiting to get a category, waiting to get the appeal to your category if you don't agree with it. It's waiting for professionals to come and look. So, but there are, you know, I do think we have learnt a lot by this, and I'm hoping that we'll be stronger as communities, seeing we've suffered this. And I think, you know, we're, I'm certainly in my street where I am, I'm much more connected with people than I used to be. So there are silver linings in that way, but it's trying to keep the focus on that so we don't lose all that. So we're back to square one if another one happens, and it will.
Mm-hmm. And if we're thinking about those learnings and looking to the future there, I know it might be putting you on the spot a little bit here, but the government's been talking about overhauling its emergency management system. You mentioned urgency and that sort of thing. Are there any other kind of suggestions you might make towards the government when we're looking at developing these systems for the future?
Well, I do think it's a major issue for, as I said, for governments and local government to deal with the effects of climate change. And I do think all of us in some ways need to be prepared. But there's good information out. I mean, the Environmental Defence Society has written 4 excellent papers about managed retreat to try to give examples of how you might shift people away from problem areas. And I drive around parts of Titirangi and think, this is going to happen again. How do we deal with it? They're not easy things to deal with. So I am hoping there is quite a lot of focus, and we can contribute to that, quite a lot of focus on how longer term can we help and how can we all work together in order to be able to manage better and be a bit more resilient as local communities.
That was Dorothy Wilson from the West Auckland-based STAR Community Group speaking to me about the fallout of the extreme weather events last year. We'll be right back after a short break. You're listening to The Wire on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.